I went to a fairly small university for college and was there for 4 years. During my third year there, I had one scary experience. It was a normal school day, and I drove from my small apartment to campus. I only lived like a mile away, and the campus was nice, but a little small. There were several different buildings that classes were in, and after parking in a parking lot, I walked to the building where mine was. When I got inside, I went to the classroom. Now, this was not a big lecture hall, but more similar to almost a high school classroom. There were about 30 students in the class, and then the professor. I remember that class started as usual. The professor was giving a lecture, and we were all sitting there and taking notes. About 15 minutes in, maybe, I heard a voice come over the speakers in the classroom. There was an announcement that the entire campus was going into a lockdown, and this was not a drill. They did not say the reason why, but said for students to remain in the buildings that they were currently in. Our professor looked and saw that she had received a text about the situation and started following the procedures. However, she was not told the reason for the lockdown at that time. It was similar to a high school lockdown drill. That was my only experience with lockdowns to that point. I had never been involved in a real one before. I was a little bit nervous, but felt safe in the classroom that we were in. The professor turned out all of the lights, locked the doors, and closed the blinds to the one window that the room had. She then told us to remain in our seats and stay calm. We were all wondering what the lockdown was for, and everybody started going on their phones to look it up. However, nobody could find any information other than that we were in a lockdown. Our college was not tiny, but a little bit smaller, so a lockdown would not necessarily make news coverage. We sat there in our desks, just waiting and wondering for a while. Mostly, we just went on our phones and did whatever. Occasionally, there were small conversations, but things were mostly pretty quiet. After almost an hour, the lockdown was lifted. The professor was informed, and we were let out of class. After that, it was announced that classes had been canceled for the rest of the day. It was nice to have class canceled, but I was still concerned. We were told that they did not believe we were in any immediate danger, but I still wanted to know the reason why. I ended up just going home and back to my apartment. I talked with several friends over text, and there was a rumor that one of the professors was attacked or something. I didn't know if it was just a rumor or speculation, but we were never given an official reason for the lockdown. Later that night, we all got an email that classes for the next day were canceled as well. I was able to stay home and get ahead of things with homework and stuff. Finally, the next day after that, classes and everything resumed as normal. I went to my first class of the day, and it went by just fine. Afterwards, I walked across campus to another building for my next class. I was a little bit early and stopped to use the restroom down the hallway. Just seconds after I entered the bathroom, I was literally in a stall when I heard that the school was going into a lockdown again. I couldn't believe it. At first, I was very confused. How could we be having another lockdown again? I didn't even know for sure why we had the first one. As I was still in there, in one of the women's restroom stalls, I heard the door to the bathrooms open. Whoever walked in there started immediately talking under their breath. I couldn't really make out what they were saying, but I could tell that it was a man, which was really weird. This was the women's restroom. I lifted up my feet so the guy wouldn't see me, whoever he was. It sounded like he was walking around towards the front of the bathroom near the door and just talking to himself. After a few seconds of that, he kind of stopped and then seemed to stand by the door for a while. Then the door opened again and the guy left. I felt relieved and then checked my phone to see if there was any information on the lockdown. I couldn't find anything, so I walked out to leave the bathroom. I didn't really know what was going on out there, but I didn't want to stay in the bathroom anymore, especially after a guy had walked in it. As soon as I left, though, I saw several police officers in the hallway. They seemed to be walking down the hall to the left, past where I was. When they saw me, they said that I should go back into the bathroom, so I did. I waited just inside, and didn't know what on earth was happening. I stayed in the bathroom for almost 20 minutes until it was okay to come out, and then the lockdown ended. Once again, classes were canceled for the rest of the day. I found out all of the details afterwards. A man had in fact attempted to attack one of the professors the day of the first lockdown. He fled the building and was actually able to get away. A few days later, he came back and went after the professor again. This time, he was seen by a campus security guard, and he ran away again immediately. He was later found in a hallway, not far from the bathroom that I was in. I'm pretty sure he was the person who had been in the bathroom with me. It creeps me out to think about it. This is a story that happened to me back when I was in college. I'm pretty sure that I was a freshman, and I know that I lived in the dorms. My college was really small. Probably like 2,000 students went there, and the campus had about 5 buildings on it. One day, I got back from a morning class, and then went back to my dorm. I had a little bit of free time until my next class, and did some homework. Then, I left my dorm room early to go to my final class for the day. I left my dorm and then just had to walk across a courtyard to the building that my class was in. It would only take about 5 minutes to do so. After leaving my dorm, outside it was very quiet. There were virtually no other students outside walking around at all. It wasn't that unusual though, because of how small the college was. Plus, just about every class was still in session because it was still about 20 minutes before my class started. I got to the building that my class was in and tried going inside. But for some reason, the door was locked. I found this really odd because this was one of the main entrances to the building. I went to another door, but that one was locked too. In fact, every possible entrance to the building was locked. I knew that our class was supposed to be in there, and I wasn't really sure what was going on. This was an excuse for me to not show up though. I was a good student, but the class was pretty boring and I didn't mind skipping it. I turned and walked back to my dorm. But as I was turning around, in the distance, I saw this one guy running. I thought it was kind of weird. He ran from behind one of the other buildings and then went behind a bush, probably about 100 feet away from me. As I started to walk back to my dorm, I saw the guy come out from the bush and then kind of start to walk in my direction. I turned back and kept walking. My plan was to go back to my dorm and take a nap. I remember getting to the door of my dorm building and opening it up. When I got inside, I was starting to walk to the hallway when I heard somebody trying to open the front door. I looked back and saw the same guy who I had seen outside running. He looked in the window right at me and waved. Then, he knocked on the window a few times. The guy wanted me to let him in. At first, I was going to. I didn't know who he was. I had never seen him before. I thought maybe he lost his key to get in or something. But for some reason, as I took a step in his direction, I just got a bad feeling. Like it would not be good to let him in. I ended up just turning and walking away. I felt kind of bad, but if he didn't live here, I was not supposed to let him in. And if he did live here after all, and maybe lost or forgot his key, he could just go to the offices and get another key fob or get let in. I had never seen him in the building though, so I really wasn't sure. I went upstairs to my dorm room and then fell asleep for an hour or two. As a college student, I was never getting enough sleep, so I took naps all the time. I remember going to the window of my dorm room and looking out to see several police cars around campus. Some had flashing lights, and I was wondering what was going on. I checked my student email and saw the notifications of a lockdown. They were from earlier in the day, and I realized why the building doors had been locked and we hadn't had class. In that first email, there were not many details. We were told to stay in the buildings that we were in and would be notified when the lockdown was over. We were also told that classes were canceled. I'm not sure how, but I was not aware of the lockdown up until that point. I stayed inside my dorm room, and classes were called off for the rest of the day. Just about 30 minutes later, though, the lockdown finally ended. It took a few days for me to get all of the information of what happened, or at least most of it. But a guy who did not attend the college, but lived in the area, apparently made several threats against the university. Somebody who did go to the college knew that guy and reported him. He later showed up on campus, and after seeing him, he was reported and the place got locked down. He was locked out of buildings and hid on campus for several hours. There were multiple reports of him trying to get inside buildings. He happened to be the same person that I had seen outside, and I almost let him into my dorm building. I'm really glad that I didn't. When I went to college, I went to a large university with about 40,000 students. It was a big campus, and I went there for 4 years. For some more background, I'm a female, and this happened in my junior year. It was in the fall, and had been a pretty normal school year to that point. During that time, I lived a little ways off campus in an apartment that I rented with 2 other roommates. Most of the classes that I went to had quite a few other students in them. We would have class in large rooms with many seats, and it was hard to know all of the other students in each class. In one class that I had, I usually got there early and sat in the same spot. It was kind of towards the back and on one end near the aisle. I would be one of the first students to class, and a few weeks into the semester, a guy started sitting next to me. He also started talking to me every time that he sat there, and I wasn't happy about this. He was rude and annoying and wouldn't leave me alone. He never introduced himself to me, but I found out that his name was Jake. Every time that he talked to me, he would say that I should come over to his place, and I would always say no to him. It only went on for like 2 weeks when he would sit by me. It felt like longer though, because he would never pay attention to class like I tried to. He would talk to me, or just go on his phone, and it was really distracting. When I told him that he was being annoying, he didn't stop until like the fifth time that I told him. He finally did stop though, and also stopped showing up to class. I would see him after class though, and he kept trying to talk to me. Soon though, I stopped seeing him altogether. I didn't really know anything about him, but once I stopped seeing him, I was glad. I didn't give it much more thought. But no more than a week after I stopped seeing him altogether, he began reaching out to me on social media. He first added me on Snapchat. I'm not sure how he got my username, but after he added me, I added him back, not knowing that it was the same Jake. When he started snapping me, I realized who it was. I did not reply, and I deleted him. He then moved to Instagram and started sending me direct messages. I didn't respond, and then he started sending me texts. I had no interest in him at all, so I blocked him on all platforms. Now, it wasn't just the fact that I didn't like him. He came across as really sketchy. Something about him definitely gave me a bad feeling. After I blocked him, I thought that my problems were over. I figured the guy would leave me alone and move on. For several days, I didn't hear from him or see him. But then, one night, I happened to be at home at my apartment by myself. Both of my two roommates were gone. One was at work, and the other was at her boyfriend's. There was then a knock on the door. It was like 9 o'clock at night, so this was kind of weird. Our apartment was on the second level of two, but it also opened up to the outdoors and a walkway. It was kind of like a motel if I had to describe it, but it was apartments. I walked over and looked out the window to see Jake standing there. I had a really bad feeling right away. How did he know where I lived? I had no idea, but there was no way that I was answering the door for this guy. My first thought was to try and ignore it. I calmly walked away into the hallway and then my bedroom. I heard the knocking again coming from the front door, but I still ignored it. After probably 5 minutes of not hearing any more knocking sounds, I left my bedroom. But when I got into the living room, I saw Jake standing there, but leaning down and looking into our window. We had some curtains, but they didn't really cover the whole window. It wasn't that hard to see in. He was looking right at me. My first reaction was to move quickly back into my bedroom. As I was walking away, he started banging on the glass. I had a really bad feeling and was afraid that he was going to break in. He banged on the glass again, even harder than before. At that point, I decided to call the police. Clearly, he could see that I did not want to talk to him and I wanted him to go away. I dialed 911 and hid in my bedroom as I told the operator the situation and what was going on. I was told that the police would be there shortly. Meanwhile, I wasn't really hearing anything like knocks on the window or door. I got curious as I waited and went out into the hallway and looked around the corner. When I did, I saw that he was still there and looking through the window like before. I went back into my bedroom and did not come out until I was sure that the police were there. They arrived pretty fast and Jake was still at my door. I heard them talking to him and went into my living room. They basically talked to Jake and told him not to bother me again in any way. He agreed and then they sent him on his way. Then I talked to the officers and told them about what had happened. I hoped that this incident would cause Jake to leave me alone once and for all, and for the next week or so, I did not see him or hear from him. I thought that everything was good again. Probably like a week and a half later, I had a normal school day. I went to one of my classes like I always did. Maybe 10 minutes into it, I heard this weird noise come over the class speakers. The professor stopped what he was doing and then went to look at his phone. There was then an announcement that campus was being locked down. This seemed really strange, and everyone was confused. All of the people in the class seemingly started talking at once. The professor walked over to all of the doors, closed them, and locked them. He told us that we could not leave until the lockdown was over. I tried to find out what was going on, but nobody really seemed to know anything. This went on for probably 30 minutes or longer. Finally, it was over and the professor ended class early. After that, I went home. I found out that the lockdown was caused when somebody spotted a man who happened to be Jake walking on campus, but he was seen with what appeared to be a gun. It was reported, and there was immediately a lockdown followed by an investigation. I guess Jake tried to go in a building that was locked and then left campus, but police caught up with him after a campus security guard saw him walking away. Nobody was harmed or anything, but Jake didn't even go to our school. I couldn't help but wonder if he was trying to go after me. I had, after all, called the police on him. Luckily, though, he was spotted pretty quickly and nothing happened. It still really creeps me out to think about it, though.